musician Alexis Puentes has been in the family business since the age of 4. That's when he joined his dad and a group of 24 guitarists in a performance aired on Cuban national TV. His father, respected guitarist and teacher Valentin Puentes, was so particular about his children's musical education that he controlled the music Alexis listened to. Alexis Puentes now goes by the name Alex Cuba in his music. You can hear how he's blended his father's musical influence and stories from the Cuban countryside with a touch of 70s soul. Con su alegre y su chango, luciendo al pecho mil collares. Pregunto sobre la estera si alguna estrella me alumbraría y leyó los caracoles como poesía. Tienes, dijo, problemas porque se enredan tus fantasías buscando otro camino que bobería. Alex Cuba's new CD is called Agua del Pozo, and that translates as well water. It's just been released in the United States on the Caracol label, and Alex Cuba is here with his guitar in NPR studio for a welcome. What a treat to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Lynn.
The clip that we played was from your song Fiesta Religion, which is translated as religious celebration. And in it, because you do offer English translations of your songs on the liner notes, you evoke the gods Chango and Alegua. What do they mean to you? Who are they?
They belong to the diaspora of Afro-Cuban religion, as one of the many names that has been called. One of them is Santeria, I think is the one that people seem to know the most. Chango, for example, is the god of the thunder, and Alegua is the god of the good fortune, the door opener, you know. But through music, you know, I was exposed to all of that, you know, since I was born.
Well, you're going to play a song for us, and it's called Vampiro, which means vampire.
It's I believe it's my favorite song on the album.
Really?
And it's due to the uniqueness of the poetry. Actually, that was Ruben Blades. I don't know if you...
Oh, sure.
It was his pick, you know, from my album. He thought it was a beautiful song. He called it very original. And to him, very Cuban still.
And you'll be singing in Spanish?
Yes, it's in Spanish. As I always say in my shows, you know, if you don't speak Spanish, you know, chances are you'll be singing anyway.
Here's Alex Cuba with Vampiro.
Estoy aquí, vine a buscar tu corazón, porque no te olvido y como si fuera el más furioso, te llevaré conmigo, tú me haces un vampiro. Mientras que negro me iré volando siempre a tu encuentro. No es nada lejos cuando me alcanza tu olor al viento. Yo sé que tú amas lo nuestro y no lo digas, es un secreto, es amor perfecto. Yo sé que tú amas lo nuestro y no lo digas, es un secreto, es amor perfecto. Perfecto. Esta noche yo quiero estar contigo, amarnos escondidos, ser vampiro de tu amor. Esta noche yo quiero estar contigo, amarnos escondidos, ser vampiro de tu amor. Esta noche yo quiero estar contigo, amarnos escondidos, ser vampiro de tu amor.
Vampiro, performed by Alex Cuba in Studio 4A. Boy, that's pretty happy music for someone who has been turned into a vampire of love by his girlfriend. Usually we expect something a little bit more moody. That laid-back sound, though, it's not... I mean, if I were to say Cuban musician, I think the thing that would come to people's minds would be... And you have this on your CD, which is brass instruments and the drums and bongos. But you have soul influences. Our listeners can't see you, but you have a wonderful afro.
Circo
70s with some sly stone
sideburns.
Thank you. So what kind of soul music did you listen to, and who were the songwriters you admire?
When I was around 10 years old, I discovered, of course, Michael Jackson. From there, I moved to the electric bass when I was 14. And through the electric bass, I discovered American music, you know, jazz, funk. One of the voices that I remember really impacting me was Ray Charles.
Yes.
I didn't have a clue what he was singing about, right? But I guess today I can say that it was the soul quality. I started writing songs, and then I was calling my dad to listen to them. And my dad would say, oh, I love you. Where you're going with the poetry and stuff like that. You know, change this word for another one. But don't sing, my dear, because you don't have a voice of a singer. What he was meaning is that most likely you are to find in Cuba, you know, voices that are as bright as a horn, you know, to be able to command a 16-piece band or something like that, right? I don't know. I don't even remember how it happened, but I started singing. And from the moment I opened my mouth, people loved it. And I said, you know what? We have a singer.
You're going to play another tune for us. This is one that is called Si, Pero No.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can imagine the rest.
Okay.
El silencio me agita, me rompe la calma. Una fiebre bajita se convierte en ansias de zafar el nudo que llevo en el alma desde que la he visto enamorada. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ella tiene. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Si al mirarte miraras, yo sería un espejo y quizás te engañara al reflejar tu cuerpo. Ay, harías la brisa devorando el tiempo dentro de mis ojos, lo que siento. Dentro de mis ojos, lo que yo siento. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tiene. Sí, pero no, no, pero sí. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tiene. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no.
Si, pero no, performed by Alex Cuba in Studio 4A. You have a twin brother?
I do.
Is his name Adonis?
Yes.
Yes, and he's a salsa singer.
He is, yeah.
Do you collaborate with one another?
Yeah, for example, the first song I play, Vampiro, is written by Adonis and I. Yeah.
How does your dad feel about your career now? I mean, you're singing for money.
Well, not only for that.
No. For love. For love. We know it's all for love.
Well, I had the pleasure to say, Dad, what do you think of my singing, you know? And he said, well, my son, the way you sing it there is very beautiful. It's like you touch my heart every time I hear it. And I said, you know what? That what you hear in there is not my voice, it's my heart. Because I don't go by any norm what any Cuban norm of what is to sing, you know. So if I'm touching your heart, you know, I think I am the best singer, you know, that you could ever hear.
And he loves the
now he's my biggest fan.
Alex Cuba in NPR Studio 4A. His new CD is Agua del Pozo, out on Caracol Records. Our thanks to Studio 4A engineer Neil Tivolt. To hear songs from Alex Cuba's in-studio visit and to watch a video of his performance, you can visit our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.